In our actions of body, speech, and mind, if we practice Dhamma, there is one kind of result, the good result. If we don't have Dhamma, we call that Adhamma, then the results are different. Good Dhamma naturally leads us to a good destination, or what is called going to heaven. As for non-Dhamma, it naturally leads to the lower realms. It is within our minds, the hell, hungry ghosts, asuras, and animal realms. Therefore, those who have good intentions practice Dhamma, and the Dhamma naturally protects those who practice the Dhamma. And when we practice well in the Dhamma, it naturally brings happiness. Happiness of body and happiness of mind comes to us. This is an important benefit of Dhamma practice. Having Dhamma as our refuge is not a matter of miracles, but rather a matter of causes and conditions. As all of you can see, when we become old, we may have external wealth, money and gold, or we may have power and status, or whatever fame we have. But by nature, it is the nature of the body to decline. It ages and becomes ill. The large and small bodily organs deteriorate. We have eyes, and the eyes deteriorate, developing this illness or that illness. Our body can move because it has the skeleton inside. Well, sometimes the skeleton deteriorates as well. The joints deteriorate. If we use any organ too much, for example, if we bend our neck down too much, the neck bones deteriorate, or the knee joints can deteriorate. Mostly after using them for 70 or 80 years, they naturally deteriorate according to age. Some monks, some people, when they become sick, they have a refuge. They can rely on merit. They rely on goodness and merit. They are able to accept it, that it is naturally this way. But I must recover. I must recover to continue to create building goodness, to create merit. I must go and make merit. I must go and offer alms, listen to Dhamma, and I'll go and practice meditation. Having Dhamma in the heart, having merit in one's heart, this mental strength is important. Sometimes we have great faith and want to go up and pay homage to the Buddha's footprint on the mountaintop. The stairs up are 700 steps, 1,000 steps, yet we can walk up them. That is mental strength. So mental strength is important. Or when there was the celebration of the ordination hall here in Wat Mapchan, a lay devotee came in walking with a cane, hobbling along. But through the power of merit and faith, after they had gone to place gold leaf on the boundary marker stones, they became very happy, deeply fulfilled. They forgot their cane and were able to walk. Such things do happen. This matter of merit and wholesomeness produces results, causing the mind to become better. When the mind becomes better, it helps heal the body that is not well, allowing it to recover more quickly. This also exists, just as we ourselves have experienced. Some people undergo knee surgery and need 3 months before they can walk. But those who have faith and strong mental strength, who want to go and offer alms and listen to Dhamma, can walk within only 1 month, for example. Looking back to the time of the Buddha, those who had great faith wanted to go and pay homage to the Buddha. They may have lived far away, 100 or 200 kilometers away, and could not go to see the Buddha. But they recollected the Buddha and greatly wished to bow to the Buddha. Their rapture became very strong. Such powerful rapture can be quite extraordinary. The rapture was so strong that they floated through the air and came to pay homage to the Buddha. Cases like this exist. However, this does not happen for everyone. For those who have accumulated and cultivated strong spiritual perfections and strong rapture, it is possible. They can lift up the body and float away. It can happen. It is like this layman who was ill, bedridden for 10 years. He listened to Venerable Ajahn Chah's Dhamma talk, our real home, every day, every single day. And probably it was not only humans listening, but the devas also came to listen as well. Then one day after listening, he saw a vision that arahants had come, the monks had come, Venerable Ajahn Chah had come. The whole house was filled with them. He could experience it inwardly and see it. Other people could not see it, but this layman could. He was overjoyed from this rapture. Strong rapture arose and lifted the body that was sick and afflicted, allowing him to sit up and walk. Some people are very ill, but because they have great mental strength and a lot of accumulated merit, they're able to sit up and eat after surgery. Some may not be able to do so after 3 or 5 days, but some can sit up after only 1 day because of merit. So this elderly man who listened to the talk of Ajahn Chah was one such case. He could even get up and cook food. He could speak. From being unable to speak, he became able to speak. He lived like this for 9 more days and then passed away with a heart full of joy and fulfillment through merit and wholesomeness. This shows us that the accumulation of merit, of giving, morality, and mental cultivation, that is, all the goodness stored within the heart, it naturally brings happiness to us. So we must accumulate it in abundance until confidence arises in the Buddha, in the Dhamma, in the Sangha, and in the goodness that we have wholeheartedly practiced. When we have complete confidence, then we are no longer afraid. Fear disappears. Our fear of dangers and misfortunes disappears. Whether we become ill or suffer sickness, we can accept it as natural. We are content and fulfilled, knowing that this indeed is Dhamma. This indeed is the Dhamma. As we have already created merit, the merit will protect us. And we must also have wisdom. We must cultivate the mind diligently, correcting delusion and correcting the wavering mind. We must establish firm samadhi, concentration. This is an important source of mental strength, because sometimes we have problems and the Dhamma can help. Like recently, we may have heard about this elderly woman who got lost in the forest for 3 days without eating anything. She had gone to gather mushrooms and kept walking while collecting them, gathering them continuously until she became lost deep in the forest and she couldn't find her way back. Her children, grandchildren, and husband searched for her. As for the grandmother, she had the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha as her refuge. She prayed for the devas and tree devas to help her. She sat alone under a large tree in the forest. Just imagine what the atmosphere would be like. It turned out that a man came and sat with her, and they talked throughout the whole night. The leaves in the forest were bright and radiant, and the grandmother didn't feel hungry at all. She was content in her heart, sustained by celestial nourishment. On the second night, people came and sat and talked with her again. Relatives who had already passed away also came. On the third night, it was the same. There were those who came and conversed with her. This too is a matter of merit. She paid homage to and recollected the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, the enlightened teachers, and the guardian devas. They were able to help her. Her relatives also went to consult about this to a senior monk. the senior monk invoked the Bārami, the spiritual power of the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, Venerable Ajahn Mun, and Venerable Ajahn Mahabua. And then this senior monk saw that this grandmother was by the riverside. He told them to go and look there. They went and indeed found her there. So this is goodness. Dhamma indeed protects those who practice the Dhamma. Her intention in going was to collect mushrooms to make merit by offering food. This enabled her to survive. It came from merit. Therefore, merit is truly a refuge for beings in this world and in the next world as well. So we should diligently cultivate it. Whatever opportunity arises, we should accumulate merit, just as we deposit money in a bank. When a critical time comes, the power of merit can produce results. Someone may come to help us. We may encounter good opportunities and be able to overcome obstacles. This matter of merit and spiritual potential and accumulations must be cultivated abundantly. Our Buddha, in a past life when he was born as Prince Mahajanaka, even while still in his mother's womb, the teacher Disapamoka saw him and developed compassion and sympathy for the Buddha's mother. The Bodhisattva was therefore taken and raised as his own child and was elevated in status. This came through merit. It was the merit that the Bodhisattva had accumulated. When Prince Mahajanaka grew up, he succeeded in mastering all arts and sciences in every respect. This shows that the Dhamma indeed protects those who practice the Dhamma. Therefore, we must establish a firm foundation in giving, morality, and mental cultivation, and be able to safeguard our minds. When we have goodness within us, goodness and Dhamma naturally protects and guards us. They become sacred forces that protect us. If we go deeply into it, the Dhamma operates according to causes and results. A person who maintains virtue well naturally has few enemies. A person who trains in meditation naturally possesses good mindfulness and clear comprehension, complete and fully developed, and flourishing in wisdom. Such a person will not become lost and follow various emotions and sense experiences. They will not become deluded and lost in the worldly conditions, leading one to become dishonest, which would bring danger upon oneself. Therefore, when we have faith in these good actions, then the Dhamma naturally protects us. We must practice the Dhamma. Simply recollecting Butto, Dhammo, Sangho is already a practice of Dhamma. One gains much merit from it. If rapture arises, one may gain even more merit than from giving dana. Therefore, we must train our minds every day. Practice meditation every day. Little by little, day by day, we accumulate it. Then we will be able to transform our minds and hearts. From a mind that is coarse and stubborn, it can become a mind that is good and beautiful. Therefore, wherever we are with a good mind, then it's good. So Ajahn Chah taught, if the mind is good, wherever you are, then you are good. Because Dhamma is in the mind. It is not in a place. It is not in a monastery. It's not in material things. It's not anywhere else. It's within goodness. Therefore, even though our birth may be according to destiny, we can also change our destiny. By creating virtue and goodness, by creating good karma, things can change. It is not necessary that everything must remain that way forever. But if no new goodness arises in us, then perhaps it must remain that way. So we must be determined to practice in this manner. It is something meritorious and wholesome. enabling us to reach Dhamma and allowing our minds to become good and beautiful. Therefore, when people are born into this world, no one can escape old age, sickness, and death. We must escape from these things in the mind. It is like when Venerable Ajahn Chah asked one of his disciples why he had ordained. The young novice replied that he had ordained because he wanted to be able to fly. Ajahn Chah said that even if one could fly, one still couldn't escape birth, aging, sickness, and death. This was a misunderstanding of the meaning. To be able to fly, he said, is to fly out of the world, out of samsara, out of birth, aging, sickness, and death. Only then can one be liberated. Just as stated in the Buddhist saying, the Dhamma protects those who practice the Dhamma. May all of you be determined to do good in every way through giving, morality, and mental cultivation. Consistently create merit and wholesome deeds until they become a true source of confidence within your heart, a genuine refuge for your heart, and then happiness and peace can arise within the heart. We want to come and offer alms, we want to come and make merit, we want to come and listen to the Dhamma, we want to practice Dhamma and increase the strength of our spiritual perfections. May all of you encounter merit, wholesome goodness, and Dhamma in your hearts, and may all of you have prosperity and growth in the Dhamma. May you grow in blessings.